No, it's probably better that we're alone, though, because, you know, I think we tend to slightly screen around the men. And we are here to talk about lots of stuff.
Well, first of all, we're guest
scribble, but I have it all in my head.
Guest hosting.
Oh, true. We're guest hosting. We're guest hosting Stutter Talk for Peter and Eric, who have worked so hard thus far to propel Stutter Talk into the, I don't know, atmosphere. I got carried away with that.
No, yeah, I feel like it's the only one that I know of that, I mean, has really put stuttering out in the open. Like, for me, I listen to it all the time, even just to hear other people stutter, just to, like, remind myself that other people talk this way. I know that they put, like, so much of their time into it. They were telling me earlier.
Yeah, I thought that they did a lot, but I didn't know that it was, like, 20 hours a week, so.
Each.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy. And not to mention they spent, like, $6,000 of their own money in the past year to get the show up, and they do it every week, and they do an amazing job.
Before we start, we're just gonna put it out there that if you would like to donate to Stutter Talk, because it is so awesome, there is actually a way to do so on the website through PayPal. Do you know the website?
Yeah, we should probably give that out too.
Yeah. The website is
www.stuttertalk.com. And if you want to contact them, their email is stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com.
And the number is 206-888-4619.
All right, well,
shall we begin?
Well, as Sam knows, I guess I'll tell everyone else, I just graduated college 2 weeks or so ago, and it's been a big topic between my friends about, like, next year and jobs and et cetera, and it got me thinking about, I guess, jobs and being a person who stutters. And in my head, I want to believe 100% that a person who stutters can do anything they want to, and doesn't matter, stutter or not, they should not let their stuttering hold them back. But then I started thinking, maybe there are some jobs that you need to be able to speak quickly and clearly in order to get the job done.
Like, can I just say, Starbucks is not one of them. Right, Peter? But,
like, let's say you are, like, an airplane, control communicator-esque, I don't know the exact word, but, like, something that could be, in certain situations, life or death.
You know, a job that I've always thought of, which is obviously not life or death, but an auctioneer. I was always,
right?
Like, mother of God, I don't know if I,
like,
could ever.
What happens if someone who stutters, that's their dream? Like, no,
sucks.
But, like,
I'm
what,
sorry.
Like, should they not
do that?
Like,
no, like, if, no, like, people, okay, there's, like, a fine line between, like, what your dream is and what you're willing to compromise, and I think, as you get older, I mean, not to discourage the teens, but as you get older, like, which will come fast, 23, 24, 25, you tend to know yourself well enough to, like, be okay with what you really want to do. And, like, if you want to do something bad enough, you'll make it okay. Like, that's what I've done my whole life. Like, and if it's not, like, you're okay with that. You come to terms with it.
But what if somebody, I mean, they're okay with the fact that they stutter, but it's somebody else saying to them, you can't do this job. Like, I mean, I've always been,
my,
like,
my automatic is to pursue, like, the true treatment that works for them, which I'm sure a lot of people are like, no way, that's so unfair to say, but me and Karen have both had effective therapy. I mean, that's just, like, me personally. my opinion.
I don't know, but
it is possible.
I don't know, but I feel like where I am, I would not be okay with someone saying to me that I couldn't do a job because I stutter, and the only way I could do it is if I use tools and really don't stutter. Like, I mean, I would not be okay with that.
Okay. This is the we already told Peter and Eric to get the wrestling, like, ding, ding, ding bell sound effect.
But this is all in, I mean,
which Karen just laughed at
fine.
Me for stuttering on. which we'll talk about later, which is okay to do. Because we always fight about this. Like, maybe it's because, like, my mother, who's always been really, really supportive, has always also been really, like, realistic and logical. And it's like, know what you have, like, don't live in a fairyland. Like, if your absolute dream is to be something where you have to be really fluent, like, you need to find a way for that to happen. But I don't see that being anyone's, like, true dream if they also feel like they can never be completely fluent. They're like, that's like an oxymoron. You wouldn't have both of those feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not saying their dream would be... their dream would be... I'm not saying that their dream would be to be completely fluent. Like, what if they're okay with the fact that they stutter and they don't want to be completely fluent, but they also don't want to be told they can't do certain jobs?
I mean...
I don't know.
We were talking about this before. I'm gonna talk about AIS briefly. Is that cool?
Yeah, the American Institute for Stuttering, for anyone who doesn't know.
The American Institute for Stuttering, which me and Karen both attended, I think I could speak for us both because we were both covert stutterers,
mm-hmm.
like, to the extreme. I didn't even really know that I stuttered. I just, like, thought that it was weird that I couldn't always say things fluently.
Yeah.
No joke. Like,
no,
I didn't
yeah.
even know what the hell it was. And, like, the American Institute for Stuttering really helped me, and I'm sure Karen out, like, even though we don't use... I'm actually not stuttering a lot right now. I better get on that. Even though we don't use tools all the time, it still has given us ways to feel like I'm always in control. So when we talk about, like, oh, well, what if a person just wants to stutter and also wants to have these jobs. Like, I just can't imagine that because I would I personally, let me say, reiterate again, personally would never choose that type of, like, I wouldn't choose that. Like, I wouldn't, like, I'd like being in some sort of control because it's really tough to... Like, maybe it's not possible to have those jobs that you want. I'm not saying it's fair, but it's, like, the way it is.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I don't know.
I'm just being realistic here.
No, I totally hear what you're saying, and, like, it makes sense. And, like you said, I learned tools that I could use, but I feel like in this point of my life, I don't really want... Not that I don't want to feel in control. Like, obviously, I'd love to feel in control all the time. But I just want to sort of let myself stutter. Like, I don't want to be thinking about tools. I just want to sort of almost feel stuttering. Are you laughing at the fact that I just stuttered, or what did I say?
I'm laughing at both. I laugh because I know that whenever you get into big blocks, you laugh afterwards. Only you didn't that time, so I feel like a complete...
It's all good.
No, but I totally feel that, though. I feel that, but at the same time, I don't really... You know, I don't know if that's, like, always possible, is it? Like, do you think that's... possible to always, like... All right, I hate to harp on this because I say it every time I'm on Stutter Talk, but I work at Starbucks and I just feel like I can't always stutter and it be okay. Like, just today, it was really, really busy Saturday morning, and this guy that I've talked to about stuttering, like, he's been, like, probably the most supportive person there about it.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, people don't realize the stress that they put on people who stutter. He was like, he had the cup in his hand. He was like, what, go ahead. And it wasn't even, like, a stuttering thing. It was like, it's really busy right now. Say it. You know, like that.
Yeah.
But it still was, like, for me, like, ugh, like, I'm trying, you know. And, I mean, granted, the world didn't end, but that wasn't, like, exactly okay.
No, you know what I'm saying? This is actually something that I wanted to talk about, too.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I feel like I'm trying extremely hard to really be accepting of being a person who stutters and not feeling badly when I do stutter, because, I mean, it's still somewhat new to me. For most of my life, I tried not to stutter. And I'm just, like, trying to think realistically in the sense, like, how much am I going to accept and how much will it always be just too hard to accept? Like, are you ever going to be in a situation like that and not care?
No. No. Let me reiterate that. No. And no. What I want to reiterate is that no, and that's okay. I think the one thing that Catherine from AIS has taught me is that, like, it's okay to feel about stuttering. Crappy. Because if you bleep that out, it's not going to sound like anything. crappy about stuttering. You know, like, it's all right. Like,
it's also
people have their
thing.
Issues and they feel bad about them. Nobody's freaking perfect. Like, whatever.
How do you make that feeling not carry over to other things, though?
What do you mean?
If you feel really badly about the fact that you stuttered once, and, like, you're right, that is fine. Like, sometimes it just really sucks. How do you make yourself feel fine about other times? Because we can't go through our life feeling badly about everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I just feel like if I let things bother me, I just can't. Because if I did, like, I would always be down on myself about, I mean, stuttering by itself is, like, enough to feel bad about. Is that kind of what you're wondering?
I guess. I don't know. It's such a fine line for me. When I do feel bad about myself, not about myself, sorry, but I do feel bad or embarrassed or shamed about a particular time that I stutter, I almost want to be like, no, I shouldn't feel that way. Like, there's nothing wrong with what I just did.
I know what you're talking about. Like, there's, like, a line where you're like, should I be, should I feel bad? Is it, oh my God, why am I feeling bad? And you're like, feeling bad about feeling bad.
Right. But you don't want to feel bad, but sometimes, I mean, you have to let yourself.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
It sucks sometimes.
No, like, I'll never forget, one of my friends from the NSA, I had said, you know, I was thinking about it, and, you know, like, this was back when I was, like, applying to retail jobs and, like, blah, blah, blah. And it was a retail store, I won't say the name, but it was, like, a very, like, image conscious place, and, like, maybe they wouldn't be as okay with something like stuttering, you know, as another place would.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my friend, I was like, well, you know, like, if that's not what they want, then that's not what they want. Like, if I mean, stuttering's not cool, like, you know, like, I wouldn't be surprised if I don't get the job. Like that's fine. And he was, like, appalled that I...
Yeah.
Karen!
No. I'm not
like,
saying
just, like,
that I don't hear,
like,
hear what you're
what
saying.
This is what I do, so I'm not gonna, like, beg to be a part of something that doesn't accept it. What's the point?
That makes a lot of sense, too.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I'm not saying... I mean, I feel the same way sometimes, and it makes sense.
Is it like in middle school when you're dying to be in with the cool kids?
But
are
yes.
And you're like, and then, like, 10 years later, you look back and you're like, why?
Why did I want to be friends with them?
Why did I want to be friends with those, like, dirts?
But going back to the job and to stuttering, I feel like when you say that, it also... I don't want to say to myself that certain times stuttering is not okay. I'm just getting to the point in my life where I want to feel like stuttering's okay. And if I tell myself, well, this job, it's not okay, or when I'm in this situation is not okay, or...
No, it is okay. Like, it is okay if you make it okay. But if you're not ready for it to be okay, then... That should be okay. Get what I'm saying?
Well, no. You just said okay too many times.
Okay, I don't even know if we want to even go here, but I feel like you have, like, the same tools as I do,
uh-huh.
where if you felt like there was a situation that you really wanted to be a part of but could only do so fluently, you could do that. Now, if what you're saying is, no, I want to be in that situation and stutter... And just change the way it is. Well, you're talking just like changing like social acceptance on the whole. I mean, I'm not like,
yeah.
I don't know how to even go about that.
No, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Sort of to change it a little bit, we're talking a lot about, like, how stuttering sucks.
Yeah,
no, but do you ever feel, I mean, obviously, we're both people, who stutter, something that we do a lot and done throughout our life. Does it ever just feel almost good to stutter? I mean, it's something that we've done for so long that it's natural to us and just how we talk.
I feel like when you first said that, you'd brought it up to me in the past, and I was always like, hell to the no. But now that I think about it, I think, you know, one really good thing that I like about my recent, like, advances, I guess, with my stuttering personally is, like, my ability to... be in a block, and then while I'm stuttering, mentally realize, like, this is fine.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, mentally panicking about it and just being like, oh my god, I'm stuttering, stress, chaos, whatever. I'm running my hands all over the place right now, for those of you that can't, well, yeah, because we're not on video. So you get the visual, but, like, instead of that... to just be able to stutter and be like, I'm stuttering right now. It is fine. This person will wait. Granted, I don't really get into really, really long blocks, but I've been in some pretty substantial blocks, once again, at Starbucks, friggin' iced coffee, there it is, that I have to say about 7 million times a day. Stuff like that, like... I'm, like, sick of being stressed out about it, so I just, like, don't let myself be stressed out about it.
That's
Does that make sense?
Awesome. No, like, that's really... Oh,
thank you.
Amazing.
I'm taking a bow right now.
I think not letting time pressure get to you is, like, hard to do, and it's amazing that you not only have you gotten there, but you are able to feel good about stuttering while you're in a time-pressured situation.
I don't know if good's the word I'd use.
No.
Just accepting.
Well, correct me. Accepting.
I think accepting is what you mean, too, because to feel good about the friggin' most debilitating
thing you've ever had
to deal with in your life.
I don't think we are on the same page, then. I'm not saying in a situation like that I would feel good about it just because that's tough.
It's stressful.
Yeah, very stressful. I'm talking about more like... hanging out with one of your really good friends who you feel completely comfortable with.
Oh, well, and just like you.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, in that case, yeah, I totally agree. Duh.
I mean, sometimes when you just... I mean, maybe not even a block, but sometimes when I get blocked, I just want to push so hard that it almost hurts.
Yeah.
But, like, even just, like, a prolongation where it almost, it feels natural to me. And, like, that's how I talk. Like, it's not something that's painful or I'm stressed about. It just, I don't know, feels good.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think sometimes, okay, for our audience, sometimes I feel like me and Karen are on different pages because probably I'm not trying to like be like a jerk. I did the program, this program that we speak of, in like 2000. So I've been, you know, on myself about stuff like prolongations and easy stuttering for the layman stutterer, I guess, to understand, since for like, I don't know, like 10 years now. It's still pretty new to Karen, so, you know, I have to think back to like when it was only a few years ago. I mean, I'm still working on it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm working on it so much, like, you know, even though it's been so long. So I just feel like I agree, because I'm like, I definitely use stuff like that every day, like without even thinking. It's subconscious.
Yeah.
Which is like what I think is the best thing.
When you say use, do you mean like you use like a fake stutter, or?
No, I just think that if I'd never learned the tools that I had, I would stutter a lot more. Even when I'm not consciously using tools,
mm-hmm.
I am. Like, just then, I, like, easy onsetted consciously. Like, if I hadn't ever learned that, it would be like, you know, on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd have no way to get out of it.
Yeah.
So I feel like I may be subtracting a whole lot of credit here by saying this, but sometimes I feel like it's tough to relate to people that maybe don't have, like, the tools at their fingertips that I do, because I was so young. Not even young, I was 15, but still, I was so unaware of my stuttering when I did it,
mm-hmm.
that it was almost like, you know, from the minute I was aware of my stuttering was the minute I stepped into a speech therapy clinic that worked.
Yeah.
I'd had therapy before, but it was always like, you know, like, you know?
Yeah. I just had like a brain fart, I didn't mean to say, and now I forget.
I think we should take a break.
Good idea.
We will be right back.
The Stuttering 101 podcast by Stutter Talk features lecture-like discussions with leading researchers and therapists in the field of stuttering. Episodes have discussed the topics of stuttering onset, measuring public attitudes about stuttering, effective communication, successful therapy outcomes, integrating speech tools, the role of genetics in stuttering, and much, much more. Guests have included Dr. Dennis Drena from the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Scott Yaris from the Stuttering Center of Western Pennsylvania, Lee Caggiano, the director of Friends, Dr. Philip Schneider, who wrote, directed, and produced the film Transcending Stuttering, The Inside Story, and many, many more. Check Stuttering 101 out at stuttering101.com.
Hello, this is Kristen Camella, and you're listening to StutterTalk.com, and I hope you're going to be tuning in because it's a great show.
This is Jamie Rocchio, and you're listening to Stutter Talk, where they keep it real and love their listeners. Oh,
Hello, and we're back with Stutter Talk.
Just as a reminder, this is Karen Herring
and Samantha Januso,
and we're guest hosting Stutter Talk. In case you want to get in touch with Eric or Peter, their phone number is 206-888-4619.
And their email address is stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com. And feel free to donate to this great cause. Like, the smallest amount would definitely be appreciated on the website, PayPal. So, Karen.
So, Sam.
There are so many topics to discuss when it comes to us and stuttering. It's, like, overwhelming.
How about when it's okay to make a joke about stuttering? And laugh about
good
it.
Good call.
And when people can take it offensively and it's out of line. I don't know. I feel like
like
and
before
you...
before when I just laughed at you?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was totally
like me
inappropriate.
And you, I mean, joke about stuttering a lot and make fun of one another.
Well, like the NSA, which is like... it's the National Stuttering Association. You probably heard Eric and Peter talk about it. But it's... a place where people of all stuttering backgrounds come, and I know like a whole lot of joking goes on there.
I think it's
sometimes
something...
we get yelled at though. I won't name any names.
But... I mean, for me at least, within the stuttering community, anyone that's had a background with stuttering. We've all experienced some funny stuff, and we've all done some funny stuff. And, like, I mean, I've always been okay with someone else who stutters to, like, make fun of something that I do. Like, this might have to be cut, I don't know. Depending if you're okay with it. But you were on the phone with my brother one time, and... he thought you sounded fine, like you weren't, stuttering that much. And then you told us both, like, had we seen you, you were running around your room stamping your foot throughout the whole call. And, like, that's hysterical because I have totally been there and done that.
I totally forgot about that. I was on the phone with Karen's brother, like, getting directions because I was going to meet them up, and he doesn't stutter, and he gave the phone back to her, and I was like, Jesus Christ, and she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I just had the worst time, and she was like, what are you talking about? Evan said that you didn't stutter at all. I was like, yeah, he didn't see me stamping my foot loudly on the ground trying to get the freaking words out.
Like, and it was totally fine.
Karen could breathe for
I was
like
laughing so
minutes.
Hard. It was so funny because I've done the same thing. And I mean, I'm assuming that you weren't hurt that I laughed at you.
No, it was hysterical. Although you have every right to be hurt that I just started laughing when you were...
No.
I feel bad about that.
No, don't.
Because Karen always laughs at herself when she stutters in really big blocks because she doesn't do it that much. So I laughed too.
But that time I didn't laugh.
I know. So it was really awkward.
No, but it's fine. I mean, I think I would have been hurt if it was someone that I didn't know that well and didn't understand stuttering like you do.
Yeah.
Like if it was someone that I had just met or someone that was laughing at me in a sense, like they thought it was funny that I'm
no,
a person
who
stutters, then I would have been like, whoa.
You were probably like, just wait, your turn will come in about 10 minutes. Which it did. Multiple times.
Yeah, well, what are you gonna do?
Exactly. Wait.
But, I mean, that it's still a fine line, though. Like, if you just meet someone who also stutters, you don't know if they feel the same way as
us.
Oh,
God, that's always awkward. No, it's really funny, actually, because I didn't even think of that. It's like, people who don't stutter are one level. People who stutter and are cool with joking about it are, like, the opposite extreme. But people who stutter that you don't know...
I know.
Like, we've had experiences with this. Like, one of our friends at the NSA, like, heard us, like, laughing and caught a glimmer of our conversation. And he was like, are you laughing at so-and-so stuttering? And this is, like, at the convention. We were like, yes? What's wrong with you? Like,
but I mean,
just, like, he was appalled. Wait,
I think the way that came out made it sound like we're really mean. It's not that we're laughing at anyone. I think it's almost, well, for me, I almost see myself in their shoes. And it's like, it's funny.
Yeah.
No, but it's not, I mean, me, it's not trying to make fun of anyone.
Okay, this is me being, like, serious for a second. Okay. Not to get all, like, you know, like, slow music start playing, but I feel like stuttering can be really, really painful. And, like, we've all, like, cried over it and all of that crap. But, like, it's either, like, joke about it and have fun with it or, like, be miserable, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you should only spend so much time, like, being sad about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think there's definitely a time for that, too. I'm not saying, like, laugh about it all the time and never...
have issues.
Yeah.
Then you have confrontal issues.
But there's no need, I mean, to feel sad about it and hate life. Especially when it can be really funny.
Totally. A lot of the time when me and Karen are on the phone, we'll spend like 10 minutes just being silent because we think the other one is blocking. They actually won't be.
It's
like
really
multiple
funny.
Times during the call, and it'll be like,
hello?
Karen? And she'll be like, I thought you were blocking. I'm like, I thought you were blocking. It's just ridiculous. I tried to reenact it, but those things can't be reenacted so easily.
So, as you know, Sam, and for any of you who doesn't know, I was the NSA chapter leader in Pittsburgh, and I guess I sort of was thinking about this while other people were talking and hearing them referring to stuttering, and I feel like often it's referred to as, like, quote-unquote, it. Like, I'm trying to control it, I hate it, I want to fix it, it was really hard today. And I just, like, started thinking about, I guess, if it was, I just said it.
I know, it's hard to break the habit.
If stuttering is a thing that we're trying to control or that we have, or if it's a part of us and I don't...
It's but a spoke on the wheel. Sorry. I remember that from when I was, like, 15 and, like, you know, first learning about stuttering in depth. But I think what Karen's trying to say is that it's, like, a spoke on the wheel. It's not the whole you, but it is a part of you that has to be reckoned with, I guess. And I think that might be easier than referring to it as, like... Well, I think the problem with referring to it as it is that you objectify it as a negative thing. And by objectify, I mean make an object, not, like, sexualize. Sorry if that was unclear. But yeah, you, like, make it this, like, other thing that is negative, and, you know, stuttering is negative enough. You don't have to make it negative.
I feel like when someone calls stuttering it also can be something that they don't have control over.
Right. Like it's this, negative, not having control.
It's this outside thing. It's not something that they do or something that they have control of. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. When I said negative, I meant, like, that's why it's negative, because it's, like, this thing that just takes over their life because it's out of their control. So
right.
I get you. So people should, like, probably take precautions in how they think of it and how they say it, because, you know, if it's what you say, it's what you think. Like, you should probably, I mean, stutterers, I think, could do well to, you know, help me out here. Not think of it like that. Stutterers don't necessarily need to think of it as an it. You know, it's a part of you that you have control over. Even if you don't have physical control over, you have control over the way that people see you. Right. Like, everyone does. And even people who don't stutter have control over the way people see them. Mm. So, like, stuttering shouldn't even be an excuse. Like, you have control over the way people see you. So, you know, you have no excuse to, like, be complaining or be sad. I mean, it's easy to be complaining and sad, but there are so many things you can do.
Yeah. Even though sometimes it's okay to feel that way.
Definitely.
All right, well, maybe that's a good place to wrap it up.
It was great being on the show.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And once again, you could reach the guys at StutterTalk at StutterTalk.com. And we'd like to thank Eric and Peter for letting us host.
Guest host.
Yeah, and that's it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.